Good morning. A chilly start to the day and the month of April across interior New York and New England, with a crisp northwest wind flow sending temperatures back down into the 20s and lower 30s overnight behind a cold front that pushed through about 24 hours ago. With that northwest breeze over the Great Lakes, the moisture is being wrung out in the form of a few flurries and scattered snow showers immediately downwind of the lakes. However, as drier air and high pressure build in today, we'll go back to mostly sunny skies, especially by this afternoon. It'll still be breezy and chilly, with high temperatures making it into the lower and middle 40s. The wind will diminish after sunset tonight, and with clear skies, lows will be back into the lower 20s. This will set us up for more sunshine for the day on Tuesday. Clouds will mix in, but temperatures will rebound nicely off our morning lows and reach into the lower 50s under high pressure. That same high pressure will keep it dry for the day on Wednesday, although a cold front will begin to approach from the north, so with a mix of sun and clouds, highs will reach into the upper 50s. The front will swing through with little precipitation overnight Wednesday night, leaving us mostly sunny and cooler on Thursday with highs around 50. A wave of low pressure will ride down the Ohio Valley and in our direction for the day on Friday. Skies will be mostly cloudy, and there is a good chance of showers as that system moves through. Temperatures with the clouds and showers will remain in the upper 40s. Behind this system, back to dry weather for the upcoming weekend, with a mix of sun and clouds mid-50s on Saturday and pushing into the lower 60s on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system will continue to approach the west coast today, and moisture will increase with it. Showers will become widespread across the Intermountain region, with higher elevation snow into the Rockies. Snow will continue across the Rockies into tomorrow, with upwards of a foot of snow forecast across the higher terrain of western Wyoming. Meanwhile, a stalled front will bring light rain along the Gulf Coast through the beginning of the week, and particularly increase in Florida today and tomorrow as a low pressure system develops, leading to the potential for strong and perhaps some severe storms. The system is forecast to further organize off the southeast coast tomorrow and could bring additional rain across Georgia and the Carolinas. Rain will be possible across coastal portions of the mid-Atlantic region by tomorrow night. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow, blowing snow, and fog, 5 degrees with a west wind at 76 gusting to 89 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 31 degrees, the dew point 21, 67% relative humidity, and northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.02 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Thermal, California, to a low of 1 at Walden, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and breezy in the upper 40s, Boston sunny and windy in the mid 40s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 60 degrees, the low 35, the average temperature 48, that's 7 degrees above normal. 0.12 of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, no snowfall. We finished the month of March with 6.6 inches, which is 4.4 inches of snow below normal. And for the season, 53.3 inches of snow, which is 4.6 inches below normal. There were 17 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 917, 11 below normal for the month of March, and with 5,625 heating degree days for the season, that's 248 below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 52 degrees, the average low, 32, the record high, 77, set in 1986, and the record low, 9, in 1923. Sunrise this morning was at 6:38 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:21 p.m., 12 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy today with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 50s on Wednesday. Mostly sunny right around 50 on Thursday. Mostly cloudy with a good chance of showers Friday in the upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-50s Saturday, and a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 60s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.